Hey, welcome to the Curry and Claypo Show on a Thursday morning. A couple minutes late, talking some shit here.
Yeah, it's just show prep.
Talking about your animal issue, your animal control issue at the house.
It is a circle of life, Lion King.
Yeah, raccoons, possums, birds.
We do not
frogs,
have.
Snakes,
I do not have bats.
Deer.
I don't have bats.
Oh, that's next.
No, I know. Well, no, the critter control guy.
Bats are fall.
What?
Bats are fall.
Well, that's what the critter control guy was like. I'm glad you don't have bats because bats are a bitch.
Bats are super cool if you get them early because once the guano.
Yeah, no, we got no guano.
Listen, I've been through the whole bat thing. Don't let them scare you.
No, he wasn't. Yeah. But let me tell you something else.
No, but if you ever have bats,
yeah.
They'll tell you that they're endangered, you can't kill them.
Oh, no.
They're going to try to say ultrasonic wave things.
No, no.
They're going to charge, and then they're going to charge like $10,000 to go inside your walls. And they don't,
no.
I mean, if you got bats in your house or your attic for like years, then you're going to have the poop, right? But I mean, if they're in there for one season, it's like a beach house to them.
No.
They're not gonna.
No, the way we knew we had a problem is besides the fact that we could hear. And I'm like, what the hell? That's the heaviest squirrel I've ever heard. And the guy came over and he showed me. I mean, I don't go into my attic that often.
Yeah.
I go in there and he's like, yeah, you got rat. I mean, not rat. I'm sorry, you got raccoon feces.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, raccoons.
Well,
like,
who doesn't have raccoon feces?
Well,
man?
Dude, do you know how big a raccoon dump is?
Oh yeah.
It looked like human.
Yeah.
Well, no, I take it back. It looked like a small child.
Yeah.
Now, I don't have any kids in the house. So unless there's some kid who's like crawling up my attic and taking dumps in my attic.
Yeah.
And then every night, they are so regimented.
Yeah.
Every single night, Jules and I are sitting there, and
uh-huh.
You can hear them.
Just a little bit.
What's it? Am I too late? Am I hot? Okay. You can hear him, it, she, every night. And it goes all. I mean, you literally watch and they're playing with something in there. Now that, you know, whatever it is, it's not eating anything. It's not eating through the ducts or whatever. And we talked about I don't have a cat anymore.
Yeah.
So now I the entire animal kingdom. Word is out. Come to Claypo House.
Yep.
They'll feed you. You know, they feed the deer. Nothing. No apex predators.
It's Club Med for pets.
It's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
I got chipmunks. I mean, I've always had chipmunks.
Yeah.
And the one thing I have, this sounds terrible, but the one thing I have is we do have a swimming pool. You better be careful. Y'all get too sick, and you're going to fall in the pool. Although Jules would excuse them. But
you've drowned more animals. You probably have it right now.
But, dude, they're, I mean, it looks like chipmunk haven at my house. And it literally looks like if they could talk. That's what it's like. Is there? Hey, there is nothing. We got a party. I told you the birds.
Mm-hmm.
We got birds. They're usually flying back and forth. Now they're sitting on the pool lights, going flipping me. Oh, they don't have a hand, but they're flipping the cardinals.
Flipping you a feather.
I'm walking out to the bird feeder. The cardinals, which like I'm lunging at the bird feeder. Cardinals like yeah. Uh huh. Mm hmm.
Yeah.
No cat. That's what they all know. Is no cat.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Well, you have a nice little refuge back there too. You have a nice little area that. It's not developed, which is nice.
Well,
I did the same thing in my backyard.
Yeah.
And as they continue to build houses all over this area.
Well, yeah, they're all coming
there. Yeah.
I mean, how the crawfish could crawl in. I was starting to think what else could crawl up out of there.
Yeah, you'll be all right. That's
beaver.
Good.
Beaver.
You got a beaver, yeah. Yeah, beaver.
Do we have badgers here?
We do have badgers here, yeah.
Okay. Where do they live, Mr. Naturalist?
I don't know. You look in your backyard.
Okay, go ahead.
We got a ton going on here at Tony Curry Radio. We are 4 days away from the 4th of July. Happy 4th of July early on Monday. Your detonation station is back.
Of course.
Is our fourth year. Can you believe it's been 4 years since we started stuff? So the official detonation station, we're going to have a great soundtrack coming up on Monday. I'm not allowed to say Thunder on the Mountain.
Yeah.
We got a cease and desist from the city of Birmingham. I cannot say Thunder on the Mountain because we're not associated with Thunder on the Mountain. So I can't say Thunder on the Mountain. So I'm not going to say Thunder on the Mountain. But if you are watching
Thunder on the Mountain,
thank you, or you're doing it in your backyard, or you're
right.
By the park, or you're by the lake house, or wherever, and you're doing fireworks, this is the perfect radio station
right.
To listen to. We'll start around 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, the official soundtrack starts. We don't do the Lee Greenwood and the Star Spangled Banner stuff from Whitney Houston. We rock it.
Right.
It's going to be in your face. It's going to add some extra
right.
pop to your fuse. It's going to be awesome, so check it out.
And it's not Thunder on the Mountain, but it's synced. With
yes.
Thunder on the Mountain, even though
mm-hmm.
it's independent. Now, with Thunder on the Mountain. And by the way, if you're watching this and you're not in Birmingham, and people are like, what the hell, why does he keep saying Thunder on the Mountain? Thunder on the Mountain is one of our big
And we're worldwide. So wherever you are, just tune in 9 o'clock Central on Monday, and you can listen to it. And again, we'll play some stuff, obviously, before. And our music, you could turn our radio station on anytime.
And it's always Thunder.
And it'd be great for fireworks. So it's always good. So we'll have that going on. James Michael Keats, my director of operations, is actually doing the new bed this year. He's like, let's do a new bed. And I said, it's all you. So I can't wait to hear it. I'm not going to listen to it until the first time I hear it. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be great. So we got that going on. It's going to be super cool. The Detonation Station, the official Detonation Station right here on Tony Correa Radio. If you go to Spotify, listen to all of our podcasts. We just added two more shows this week. Show called Need to Know with Kip Kiefer Terry Quillen. That's going to run tomorrow. And the whole show is about the 4th of July and the Star Spangled Banner and the flag. It's a super cool show. So we'll have that airing tomorrow. He's also got a Wanna Bet show. It's going to be starting a little bit later on in August. Of course, he's brought to you by the Birmingham Racecourse Casino. And it's going to be a great show. He's going to have tips. He's going to be doing some shows from Las Vegas.
Nice.
That'll only be here on Tony Correa Radio. And you can watch those shows on Spotify as well.
Nice.
We do audio and visual, so you can check all the stuff out. So we're looking forward to that. And he's also got this Need to Know show. It's really interesting because it's 30 minutes with him and Terry, and they just talk about whatever they want. And I was listening to I'm not co-hosting the show, so it's kind of nice. I get to sit back and listen to it. And I was listening to it when they were recording it, and I was like, this is good radio. Kip's been doing radio for a long period of time, so it's pretty cool.
I've told people, people trying to understand how TKR has sort of evolved.
Yeah.
Music is still there.
Oh, yeah.
It's still killer.
Yeah.
And I wish I could figure out a better way to say this, but you are, what you have here is a rockin' NPR.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. I'll take that.
I mean, it really is. That's what it is. Like, I don't know. Everything nowadays is political. Like, look at me. I'm hesitating
to
say NPR.
That's the one thing we don't have right now is any political on this radio station, which I'm totally cool with.
Yeah, but
if you got any ideas for a podcast or you want to do a podcast, put a little money behind it, we're more than happy. And if you go to Spotify and search Tony Correa Radio, you can see our stuff looks absolutely killer.
Yes.
And it's getting huge follows, and our shows are doing great. You do Adapter Parish on Tuesday. We have Dark Side of the Pooch on Monday. We have Mission Mito with Michael Coleman, who, by the way, is the brand new CEO of the Montgomery Food Bank.
Oh, congratulations, yes.
He got that. We do that on Wednesday last night. We did Live Wire Wednesday, brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing, 205-682-2828. They knock it out of the park. Blues Almighty with Austin Hanks on Thursday. Win in Rome with Stuart Rome on Friday. Also, of course, Need to Know, the new show with Kip Kiefer. Wanna Bet coming up, and then, of course, the Damon Johnson show. And I talked to Damon last week, and evidently he is back on the road with Leonard Skinner
and
as they do the Brother Kane thing. So he's like, dude, I am so busy. So, yeah.
I think he's a grandfather again.
I think you may be right.
Or he's a grandfather.
Yeah. Some other news. We got a ton to get into today.
Go.
I want to go into the Roe versus Wade thing just really briefly because I heard a very, you know, normally everyone's like knee jerk and everyone, and I even tweeted out, you know, despite the fact of which side you're on, there was some really well thought, snarky tweets, man. There was some great stuff from everybody on the Roe versus Wade, and I thought it was pretty fascinating. But there were two different points that I thought were really, really interesting that I want to get into that was brought up. Normally when things settle down, that's when the real thought process comes into play.
That's a very
and
smart
like,
point, yes.
Yeah, so, and now I'm starting to hear some things that are really, really interesting that I want to get into just a little bit.
Okay, sure.
Your thoughts on R. Kelly sentenced to 30 years in his sex trafficking case. R. Kelly.
Yep.
Was the Michael Jackson of the 90s. That's how big he was.
Yeah.
He was incredible. I mean, he sold more records than anybody in the 90s. This is not a guy. This guy was huge.
Yeah.
And now, of course, he'll be spending probably the rest of his life in prison. Any thoughts on that?
I mean, he got what the court decided. He got what he deserved. They, 25 to 30 years at least. I mean, the allegations and the what was happening was so horrific.
Yeah.
That,
you get this feeling that...
I mean, yeah. Well, let me say this. Yeah. It's like, I don't want to say this, but it's kind of like where... It has this flavor of where the Michael Jackson stuff was going,
mm-hmm.
but he was found innocent
on
all charges. But it's almost as if you took some of the Michael Jackson stuff and went further, it would have similarity. But the R. Kelly stuff has has so much more violence and...
It's nasty.
Yeah, it's just, you know, none of it's good, but it's just, it's nasty, it's violent, it's hostages, it's sex slaves, it's all that kind of stuff. And, you know, he can proclaim his innocence, but he was found guilty.
We're flipping on our celebrities, I'd say over the last 10 to 15 years. And I go back to the 60s, 70s, 80s, maybe even the early 90s, where, I mean, if you had the money... And yeah. I'll go back and maybe OJ could be the last famous person I know that just had great representation and right. somehow flipped it to the point where he didn't have to go to prison for the rest of his life. And so, but now all of a sudden, all these huge celebrities, and maybe it's because of the money they make, maybe it's because, but we're starting to flip on our celebrities a little bit. We're not so willing to think, okay, when we go back to the Amber Heard, Johnny Depp situation, yep. how ugly that was. We can go to the Bill Cosby situation. We can go to Harvey Weinstein. We can go to yep.
Matt Lauer.
Matt Lauer. Yeah, we're starting to flip a little bit. We can go to the whole USC and UCLA admissions issue.
Yeah.
Well, man, if you're in trouble right now.
You're in trouble.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying, but I mean, you go back and look at Dean Martin's, and I know yeah. this is going way back. They were even Chicago Mob. Those guys were pretty protective. You had good representation. You were going to get out of whatever you were into.
Oh,
even if you killed somebody,
I can get
now,
so political right now.
Yeah, now it's like, man, Marilyn Manson. I mean, if you're in trouble, and a lot of it's a sexual nature. If you have any sexual stuff on your docket, you're more likely to spend some time behind some bars, which I think is great. But
I won't go there.
It's pretty. Well, interesting. Vladimir Putin has clapped back on his G7 leader friends who mocked him for, of course, being on that horse without a shirt.
Yes, did you see that clip?
I did.
That was pretty spicy of the G7 people with the horse.
It was like a bunch of 12-year-old boys making fun of a kid in school.
I know.
Like, what the hell are you doing? why are you poking that snake? Why are you making fun of a dude? And the only reason I can think of is because they probably
but
all look absolutely
who,
disgusting on the back of a horse.
But do you notice who made fun? I mean, it wasn't Biden.
Yeah, well, he chuckled. But
no, he chuckled, but he didn't go there, right? Because the other countries are like, well.
Outside Justin Trudeau, I'm not sure I'd want to see any other dude with his shirt off on the back
yeah,
of a
Justin
horse.
Yeah, Justin Trudeau, he would, yeah.
Certainly not Boris. But he said, yeah, he said, none of them would ever do it because they'd all look disgusting. And, it's because, they, abuse alcohol and don't do sports is what Vladimir Putin said.
Oh, Vladimir Putin said that.
Yes. He clapped back and said, y'all just are jealous. Like he's got the time.
Oh, God. What's happening?
And finally, a story that caught my attention this morning.
Yes.
Nightmare turned into reality for Ohio man who is alarmed to hear weird noises coming from his genitals. A hissing noise was first diagnosed as the first person in the world with a whistling scrotum. According to an alarming new study published in the American Journal of Case Reports, an x-ray of the man's chest revealed that he had an excessive amount of air floating within his body, causing his lungs to collapse. If left untreated, this could permanently damage his heart and lung functions, potentially leading to death, doctors reported. Later, the primary source of the man's strange whistling from his genitals was discovered to be an open wound in the left side of his scrotum. The injury left over from testicle surgery reduced swelling 5 months early, allowed some trapped air to escape, and so his balls were whistling. He did, however, have air trapped in his scrotum. They took out the air, they pumped the air out of his lungs, and evidently there was some still trapped air in his testicle area, and that was where the air was coming from. It's called pneumoscrotum.
Instead of a pneumothorax, which is the...
It's a condition called pneumoscrotum, an abdomen for an additional 2 years, which is described as an abnormally long time. While doctors could not determine the cause, they noted in the report they were eventually forced to remove both of his testicles before resolving the problem.
Wait a minute. Okay, this is where Tony and Josh get to play doctor, and we're not. I don't even discuss. Wait a minute. So
his nuts were whistling.
No, but I understand that. But there's air in his lungs for whatever reason.
Yes. Sounds like gas.
Okay. Yeah. But then there was. They didn't seal his scrotum completely, or it didn't seal following scrotum surgery. Is that what I mean? Is that whatever incision they made, it did not seal completely, and that's where the air was coming from?
I just read the story you told me.
I mean, that's what... Okay, so Like, didn't anyone know? Like, I'm sorry. If your scrotum is whistling,
yes.
Wouldn't? No, just come on.
Which would be a really great bar trick, by the way. I would love to be able to walk in a place
and whistle. That's so much better than arm farts and leg farts.
I could whistle the Andy Griffith episode.
But you'd have to take off your pants. Nuts. I mean, because you'd have to, because you couldn't hear it. I'm sure it's not that loud. But if your scrotum is whistling, wouldn't one think that you would look at your scrotum to see, like, where the air is coming from?
Hey, see what happens? We talked about a man with a whistling nuts. And Facebook took us off.
But like everything was clinical. You didn't even use the word.
We said scrotum. We said whistling.
Pneumoscrotum.
I said whistling balls.
I love the idea of pneumoscrotum. That's like could be a bar.
Oh.
I'm just thinking of all the things. I love that.
Pneumoscrotum would be a great name for a bar. I don't know if I'd go there.
It would be indeed a gay bar.
Why don't we open that?
Why?
This is not the first time that we've been kicked off Facebook. It's just because someone's like, what the hell is going on? Teresa Ponder. It's not the first time that Facebook has kicked us off. I've been on Facebook, and I've seen worse shit than what we just talked about.
Careful.
Yeah.
Well, you can see.
And we got kicked off Twitter. We got kicked off of Instagram. We got kicked off of Facebook. We're two guys in our 50s. He's a doctor, for God's sakes. He can say whatever he wants. That's why I have you on the show, not only because you're my best friend.
Thank you.
But I know having Dr. Josh Claypool on, I can take it off the rails, and you'll always bring it back because we have a doctor in the studio.
Well, that because people will characterize you as a psychiatric patient.
Which
that's
I am.
That's what we do.
But, I mean, this is like the fifth time that Facebook... Yeah.
We just
got some things saying you can't do what you're... I was like, whatever. Between licensing music and saying whistling balls, we'll give it a shot. We're not going to be edited, and we're live, and we're real. This is real life here, man. And we're two good guys, right?
Yes.
Whistling balls.
You want to recap what we've covered today from...
Yeah, we were talking about R. Kelly. We talked about Vladimir Putin saying that everyone's a big wuss because they look like crap on the back of a horse with no shirt on. By the way, he does have really dark nipples. And also the guy with the whistling nuts. He evidently had too much air in his scrotum, and he was whistling, he was hissing, and it's the first case of pneumoscrotum.
I love pneumoscrotum.
All right, let's talk about...
Brian Christine asking...
I was thinking the same thing. That
Brian Christine, if you are watching, have you ever seen a case of... Well, it's the first case, so he hasn't. They scooped him.
Yeah. That is... That sounds like gas, is what it sounds like.
Scrotum scoop.
Today, Mike Tyson turns 56. We'll go through some days, and we got some stories we want to get to. By the way, we're going to be on Fox 6 in about an hour.
I hope so.
9:30 this morning. I think we're going to be okay. We're going to talk about something we talked about on the show. The frontman for Green Day has basically said, based on the Roe versus Wade situation, he doesn't want to even be part of this country anymore. He's moving, blah, 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 blah. And are you okay with your rock and rollers or your favorite musical artist being extremely opinionated about anything? It could be politics, it could be Roe versus Wade, whatever. I remember the Dixie Chicks really kind of got this ball rolling, and I realized a lot of people who were Bush fans that were going to their shows weren't particularly excited about hearing them go off on politics. Now, if you want to throw some stuff out, F you Biden or F you Putin, whatever, but when you go on a 5 or 6 second or 5 or 6 7 rant, Don Henley's always been into that, Ted Nugent.
But that's what I was going to say. I think timing was everything with the, well, actually now they're the Chicks.
Yeah.
Well, they are. And actually Lady Antebellum became, what is it? Lady A? No, A.
Yeah.
Or Antebellum, Lady A. Yeah, I mean, I think the interesting thing about the Dixie Chick or the Chicks is if you look at what others have said about politics.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hell, I texted you today about the whole Kid Rock. Kid Rock's like, he's just everywhere.
Kid Rock does not apologize.
No.
He is.
But I mean, I think that, you know.
And his fan base loves that, and he's got enough people that actually believe in him that it doesn't matter. He can do whatever he wants to do because his fan base will never
leave. But he wasn't canceled by mainstream. See, that's what I think is interesting about the Chicks. They got canceled by radio.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, you can speak to this more than anything. I'm assuming that's driven by fans or listeners,
mm-hmm.
not radio decisions.
Well, and it's also a bit of a stunt. Okay. It's the burning of the Beatles records in the 60s. We're not playing it. We're patriotic here. We're not going to. So that's the same sort of thing.
So it's a timing.
For a period of time until people watch. Now, at the time, the Chicks were pretty hot.
Right.
And so their music, it would be like canceling Taylor Swift on Top 40 radio.
Well, that's what I'm saying, I mean, yeah.
You can do that as a ploy, as a stunt, but after a while, you're going to have to start playing it again because people want to hear it.
Well, I mean, yeah.
So we'll talk about that at 9:30 this
morning.
I'll
be at the Chicks concert.
But, you know, a part of us, and this can slide into sports.
Yeah.
It can slide into any celebrity. Are you getting tired of hearing your celebrities talk about politics and Roe versus do you want them to stick to their game, do what they do well? You're spending $150 to go see the Eagles play. The last thing I want to do is hear Don Henley talking about, you know.
But he's always going to talk about that. Ryan Brown wrote a whole piece for Barstool Sports about should ESPN be talking about Roe versus Wade.
Yeah. Well, they do because there's so many sports people who are talking about Roe versus Wade. And it's a story.
Yes.
When Brittany Griner gets arrested, it's going to be a story. She's not playing ball right now. She's going to be.
I think
if you see Megan Rapinoe on there talking about Roe versus Wade, that's a story. And so you report it.
I mean, I like Ryan, and I understood what he wrote.
Yeah.
I get that, and I thought it was well written. I mean, he was careful to write it, but I think that particularly Roe versus Wade, you're talking about women.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, women play sports.
Yeah.
Like, so to say we shouldn't be talking about it because that's our escape, that's male patriarchy.
We should be talking about it, but I will tell you this, that all radio and television sports people don't want to talk about it. They want to talk about sports.
Do women sportscasters not want to talk about it? That's what I mean.
Well, they have to talk about it. I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
Storm. I mean, I feel like she's going to have to say.
But all of them.
Diehard radio guys.
Guys.
You know, I went to Atlanta. I went to Atlanta and was on the game, right?
Yeah.
I was on with Hugh Douglas, who played defensive end for the Philadelphia Eagles, and that was when the Colin Kaepernick thing was going down, and I said, "We got to get into this. You're an NFL player, for God's sakes." We weren't allowed to talk about it.
That's bullshit.
James came and said, "We're a sports station. We're not talking about politics. We're not talking
about the flag.
And I could, well, that's one of the.
I mean, I guess you could talk. I guess here's where I would draw the line, maybe, and it's an arbitrary line.
Yeah.
If you're talking about Republican versus Democrat, if you're talking about our political parties, and on a sports station, I could maybe see, you know, don't get into that.
Yeah.
But if you're talking about the social issues that our political parties are discussing and arguing about, that our Supreme Court is making, you have to. You don't separate. I mean, this is the thing that is just like batty to me about sports fans. I understand that you don't want to deal with it, but when you're talking about monumental issues that affect athletes and everybody else, you talk about it. You don't get to, you know, if you don't, go watch cartoons.
And yeah, listen, there's enough sports going on. You don't have to, it's not something you need to talk about for half an hour. You don't have to do a whole show on it, but it's certainly, it's newsworthy. I mean, it's everywhere.
Well, it came out during
ESPN talked about the insurrection.
On the 50th anniversary of Title IX.
Yeah.
All right. There's some good timing.
Did Donald Trump grab the steering wheel or not? Yes or no?
I think it was interesting. I don't know, and I will say this.
What's your thought? I'm just curious.
I'm like,
the gal who did it, she was very believable, and everyone said what a person she is, Hutchison. But then when the other guys came out and said it never happened, but they're Trump supporters. I'm just asking a question.
Well, I think. Listen.
He was pissed.
Yeah, it was pissed. And to her credit, she was very clear, this is what I heard, what happened. So she's not saying I said it. Exactly. That's number one. Number two, knowing what also has been reported and sort of seeing him, do I think it's within his realm of possibility?
Yeah.
Do I think he did it? I don't know. Probably not. I could see him being pissed. I could see him lunging.
You think he threw the plate?
Oh, hell yeah. The catch-up part is what it was with the giveaway. Do you realize, can I just say this? And if you're TKR fans,
you
pissed
do
at me,
whatever
I'm
you
sorry.
Want.
It's just, she's, in her role, she was 22 years old.
Mm-hmm.
22, 23.
Yeah.
So you're listening, and if you watch, you're listening to what her job responsibilities were. I don't know if you do this. I was watching this. I'm like, holy shit. Like, She's coordinating whether we're going to go up on the hill or not.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, my kids are 21 and 23.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see, I'm seeing myself, okay, there's my kids. My kids texting back and forth with the deputy White House chief of staff going, no, we're not going to let the, like, that's some crazy stuff.
Yeah, 22-year-old texting with the first lady is like.
How did she get in that role? Now, people have very strong opinions about how she got in that role.
So, since we're talking about the Roe versus Wade thing a little bit, and again, knee-jerk, a lot of great, thoughtful, insightful, passionate things that were said all over social media. By the way, today's National Social Media Day or World Social Media
Day. Is it really?
We'll talk about that, yeah.
It's always social media.
But then everything kind of cools out, and then I like to start reading a lot of thoughts, because we've had some time to process it. It's settled down a little bit. You know, abortions aren't illegal in the United States. They are from a federal level, and they may be overbooked, but if it's up to the states, you can still get one. I know it's going to be more difficult. I'm not going to get into that aspect of it. And it's certainly a woman's body, and I get that side of it, too. I saw a couple things I thought were really interesting. Well, one thing I thought was interesting, and then the other one was mine. We had one of our listeners who watches us on Facebook every single morning and listens to us on Tony Curry Radio and, of course, on our Spotify Tony Curry Radio podcast platform. She said, if this is going to be the case and you can't have an abortion because you've been raped, then we need to make rape a capital punishment.
Mm-hmm.
Then we need to make sure that these women aren't raped. And now, which is an interesting kind of backdoor kind of, that's very interesting. And I couldn't agree with it more.
Well, yeah. I like the way she said that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's also the politician's easy out.
Mm.
That's their easy out. You know, what we really need to be doing is going after the rapists.
Yeah. Nip in the bud. And Brian Krebs.
But that's not nip in the bud. Like, I'm saying. That's such a pivot.
Yeah.
That's such a pivot. Yeah, we should be going after rapists, not because they're going to impregnate women.
Exactly. And Brian Christine brought up a really interesting point. He was running, of course, for Alabama Senate in District 15. Unfortunately, he did not win, but he made a very interesting point. He is pro-life all the way,
mm-hmm.
but he said, I'm pro-life, but if we're going to do this, we need to take care of these women. We need to give them the resources, the money. We need to help raise these children for these people because they are many times in socially economic difficult situations and they don't have the wherewithal. They don't have the health care. They don't have the money. They don't have the things.
Right.
And, of course, then they shouldn't be getting pregnant. Well,
oh God.
I got news for you. We all have our vices. The other thing is I thought was really interesting. And
you're doing this really well, by the way.
Thank you. I heard it all, and I stand with women and their beliefs, and I think it is a woman's body. I'm a Catholic, but I do believe there's some instances where abortion should be allowed. And I know my Catholic friends are going, ooh, but I'll say it, right?
Yeah.
But it's amazing to me how so many women feel like we have taken a step back, and I believe we have. Women control so much of the world with their reproductive organs. We've always said that controls the world, right? It does. I mean, it starts wars. Guys kill each other over it. Without sex, we're nothing. Could you imagine if every woman in the world, or in the United States, for that matter, said, you know what? Fine, we just want sex anymore. I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, well, you know what would happen?
The world would explode.
Well, yeah, there'd be rapes and it would go way up.
But I mean, what I'm saying is ultimately, and I say this in a kind of a tongue-in-cheek way, that's yours. You own it. You can do whatever you want with it. And man, women could sit there and say, you know what? Fine. We're just going to have sex anymore.
Well,
you see how fast.
But that's, I mean, that
some
is.
People start to flip when they're cut
so
off.
It's so interesting because.
I've been in a relationship where I've been cut off. You've been cut off in a relationship?
Not
like in a subtle kind of, it's been a while. How about that?
Yeah.
Remember what you did 3 weeks ago? I mean, it turns your world upside down. Now, I never realized that women also want sexual intimacy, and that maybe be something that women could even do. But I just think it's interesting that really they hold they hold the power. Okay, if you're telling me that's what I could do, then.
But that's exactly what, I mean, this is the whole point is, you have mostly from a legislative standpoint, so people who are voting on this,
uh-huh.
mostly men making decisions. Now, granted, we voted these people in, blah, 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 saying exactly what you're saying, which is, oh, you can't do this. So we're making decisions, men making decisions for women about their bodies, And so you're absolutely right. I mean, they're
so
like,
if you're making a decision about my body, I'm going to make a decision for you. I would love to see this. It's not healthy.
I know.
It's not good for relationships. But I would love to see every woman. I would love to see every woman in the United States of America get together. And maybe they're already trying. I'm sure there's probably a Facebook group for it. Women who won't have sex anymore. And for like a week, shut it down and say, okay, it's my body. And you're telling me that I don't control that. Well, I'm going to control what I can't control. And that is, you're not getting any of this until, you know, July 9th. And just see what happens. I'm sure there's groups out there that are, see how the world changes when women say, okay, you're not going to let me control my body. Here's what I'm going to do for you. I control everything. You're not getting any of this for the next month. See how that changes things.
Forever. Okay.
See how many men on the Supreme Court would go, what? Of course, they're all probably too old. They probably, yeah, Clarence. Mr. Pubic hair on the Pepsi can. Yeah, okay.
Kavanaugh would have a really hard time with that. His wife cut him off. Start drinking again.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Probably go back to college?
Yeah. Go to this campus.
Coming up here in about 45 minutes, we're going to be talking on Fox 6 with Janice Rogers and Mickey Ferguson and Toy, and of course Mike Dubs. We love Dubs. Talking about our musical celebrities. And I know the guy from Green Day came out and basically said, because of the Roe versus Wade thing, he's getting out of here. He doesn't know what wants to be part of this country and blah, 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 blah. Eric Clapton's anti-vaxxer, even though he got vaccinated. Ted Nugent, you know where he is. We always talk about these guys that go off. And, of course, their fan base usually loves that. And sometimes that actually brings in fan bases to see music. Ultimately, they were there to hear great music. But do you like that or not? We'll get into that coming up in a few minutes. It is Asteroid Day.
Sweet.
It is California Avocado Day. Are you an avocado guy?
I live on them.
Really?
I mean, well, first of all, they're super expensive where we live here.
Yeah.
But like, much like, what did you tell me? You used to run in the yard and eat mulberries or whatever, forage. Yeah, so for us, I mean, we didn't eat avocados, but, you know, it was citrus.
Is it a tree? Is it a tree?
Yeah, so it was citrus fruits. But yeah, avocados were like a dime a dozen.
Yeah.
Man, some guacamole.
Literally a dime a dozen.
Yeah, not now. Now it's like, you know what it is?
It's like $4 or $5 a piece, aren't they?
It's $4 for $5.
By the way, watermelons and the blackberries are on sale at the store.
Are they?
Yeah.
Blueberries as well.
Today is Now Day, the National Organization for Women, which is...
Is it really?
Today is official NFL.
You know, the timing on this whole thing,
I know.
I almost feel like, what the hell happened? I mean, they made the decision on the 50th anniversary of Title IX.
Mm-hmm.
Today is Now Day. So start. When do we start the world? Are you going to talk about the World Games? Sumo wrestling in Avondale Park and sweaty, hot.
No, because they didn't invite us to do anything with them. And you know, something is, I'm totally flipping on this because we talked about this. We said, is the handshake going to go away after COVID?
It's coming back.
It is
hesitation.
Coming back, but there's a lot of people that are just fine doing fist bumps now.
I'm fist bumping still, although I'm not. I'm not. Oh, there's a whole etiquette.
Today is National Handshaking Day.
Is it really?
Yeah. And I go to church on Sundays, and we do the sign of peace and stuff. And I will put my hand out
like
a handshake.
Go like that.
I'll go fist bump first.
Yes.
And then if they change their hand, but
there's a hesitation. You need an anthropologist for this.
Yeah.
Because like this is so freaking interesting in a geeky way. You need a sociologist, anthropologist. If you watch what's happened. It has gone from standard procedure, shake hand, to standard procedure, no touch, because pandemic, to back to fist bump.
Uh-huh.
And like, and if you watch, like, don't tell me, you know, anti-vax, all this shit. This is, I'm saying, on average.
Yeah.
Fist bump. But now, because the numbers are lower, now it's this weird, I don't know if you've had this, you have to make eye contact. It's a whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, brother, how you doing? It's all of that. And what's also interesting is, you know, in our culture, it would be an insult. Someone just put their hand out and you didn't shake it and you didn't say why. Now, it's not an insult.
No. There's nothing more embarrassing, though, than grabbing someone's fist.
Yes.
You do the old in-between. You're like, crap. You just grab their fist and then you're like, I was actually at church with a friend of mine, Joe, who was a great guitar player, played at the Woodhouse Day Spa when we did our first remote several years ago. Mm-hmm. He was at church, and he was sitting a couple of seats over from me, and I went up and gave him a hug.
Over all the people?
No, I walked around. Oh, okay. Sitting in the back of church, and so I sat all the way in the back. Yeah. When I'm alone, I sit in the back because it's uncomfortable standing by yourself because you're waiting for everyone to handshake first, and then it's your turn because they're all hugging family members, and then you're like, hey.
Yeah.
And so I went around to give him a hug, and the minute I did that, he came by me and said, I got to go get some Purell in order to take communion. And I think it had something to do with the fact that I touched him. So he went over there. So I was like,
I mean, that stuff's, I don't know that that's ever going to go away.
No, I think what I'm saying is I think a lot of people are comfortable now just doing fist bumps from here on out because, I mean, there's really no reason to do fist
Japanese
bumps
culture, Asian we're so American. There is no reason to shake a hand. Like, there's no... I mean, we do a lot of things.
Yeah.
I had a conversation with Jules about this.
It's a symbolic
gesture. Well, we do a lot of things that have a weird history, but don't mean it. Let me ask you this. I'm going to totally pivot on you, but it's related.
But real quick, our whole life is based off symbolic gestures.
Yes, it is.
And a handshake is a symbolic gesture, and it doesn't really mean anything. We know that, but it does.
Yeah, but
our flag is a symbolic gesture. Our wedding rings are symbolic gestures. We have symbolic gestures everywhere around us.
But we can live. But this is us being rigid.
Yeah,
we're gonna be okay without handshaking.
Yeah,
and I've seen a lot. You know, we can't. No, we're gonna be fine as a species, and as a community, and as a country. If we stopped handshaking tomorrow. No, but I do. I think we get so dug into our customs and our rituals, even to the point of certain things they have no functional purpose anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know what handshaking originally was done. But here's what I was going to ask you. Jules and I were watching TV the other night. I don't remember the show we were watching. And it was a couple who was making out. They were kissing.
Mm-hmm.
Passionate kiss.
Yeah.
We're both watching. It's fine. And she's like, isn't kissing weird? You know, we're 50 years old. Like, yeah, you know, like, and I mean, it's not that I just came to this epiphany, but if you stop and watch people kiss,
mm-hmm.
it's a weird behavior.
It is.
Like, sex is weird, but it's...
There's pieces that fit.
There's pieces that fit. It other animals do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's for procreation. But what is kissing for? Is it swapping enzymes this is again, once again, I'm way out over my skis. But what is the purpose of sex? I mean, I'm sorry, what is the purpose of kissing?
To get to second base. No, I mean,
it is such a weird behavior.
I'd be interested to see where that started because why wouldn't you rub elbows together?
Or hug or just like, you know.
Embracing, I certainly get because
you're getting closer.
You're touching.
Yeah. Right, but kissing, you're like you're cutting off airways.
I don't know, but you're also using the majority of all your senses within
is that
a
what
period
it is?
Of place, and it's a very intimate thing because
so like,
your eyes, your ears, your nose, all your senses are right here, and so you're sharing.
So
the
is that
senses
why like animals well. Smell each other?
Probably.
That their form
we
of
don't
kissing.
At least smelly asses.
Like dogs don't things. Lick each. Do dogs lick each other?
Sure, they do.
Well, they lick each other's butts.
Yeah, they sniff and then they lick.
But is that kissing?
Yeah. I think dogs lick each other. They groom each other. I think dogs kiss by grooming each
grooming.
Other.
Grooming. Okay.
It's like monkeys pick bugs off each other.
But monkeys don't kiss. Do they kiss?
No, but they pick bugs off each
but
other.
But they don't kiss. But that's functional.
That's their symbolic.
But that's functional. I'm going to take a bug off of you and make you a better better primate.
Yeah.
And as a result, as a result, you will have sex with me.
Yes.
I watched you, by the way, have you ever seen avocados? Koala bears? Have sex? Have you seen the koala
seen
bear male? Yeah, I know, koala bear male guttural sound when he's attracting a female.
Oh, I have seen that. You sent me a video.
Koala bears are badass.
No, they are. They're nasty. You don't mess with koala bear. They're cute, though.
What do we do?
So today's National Handshaking Day, and I'm surprised how many people have... I still think in a corporate setting, we're getting... We were talking about, you know, we're going to be going Zoom and we're going to be doing, we're back to traveling.
Hybrid.
We've got to see each other. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can do it once in a while.
Now, most
That's
companies
fine.
Are now hybrid.
You watch it about 2 or 3 years and you look at anybody.
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why.
Well, you do because you don't have to go anywhere.
Right. I will tell you why.
There's nothing better than the in-person experience for anything, whether it's doctors or whether it's anything.
But it is not necessary on a daily basis.
I'm not saying that. I'm right. saying that's fine. You can use it as a hybrid, or you can use
hybrid.
It as
the shared workspace
but
idea.
But I mean, there's nothing better than an actual in-person meeting
yes.
with whatever you're doing.
It, well, it's depends on what you, whether it's what, whatever. It depends on what is your goal. Yes.
Yes.
Depends what your goal is.
You can't
is.
Make it. Certainly understand. You'll
no, but it
well
depends what the purpose is.
Yeah.
Depends what the purpose is.
Yeah.
I'm having an in-person meeting for what? For like to brainstorm, to do a strategy plan, to count numbers, mm-hmm. to you know, like it mean it. If we're going over revenue,
yeah.
Do we need to have an in-person meeting?
I've had, and you've actually done this before, where you fly somewhere for like a 3-hour meeting, and you're gone for 3 days. You're like, this is ridiculous. I think those things now
yes.
will probably go like,
well, plus with the airlines right
yeah,
now,
exactly.
You'll never
so,
get
I
there.
Mean, I get that, but I mean, if you're talking about an actual, but there's nothing like an in-person thing. Today is a social media day. Do you know what the name of the first social media platform was called? Started in 1997. You know, normally when people like talk about Starbucks, it seems like a lot of people love Starbucks.
97.
Think that 1997 was the first time it was called 6 Degrees, which is a great name for a social media platform.
Yeah.
6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
And then Facebook started in.
I don't know. Where's MySpace?
I just have Facebook and YouTube. Facebook started in 2004. Facebook is really young.
Yeah, that's what
considering
my
how big it is, it's only 18 years old, which is really amazing. Because like Starbucks started in 1971, but most people tell you they thought it just opened like 10 years ago because there's one on every corner. Starbucks took 51
oh,
years
yeah.
to get to where they're at. So people are like, wow, that exploded. No, it didn't. It's been 50 years, a half a century. And then YouTube started in 2005. So I think it's interesting. There's one other thing I want to get into. By the way, we're going to be on Fox 6
sure?
coming up here at 9:35 this morning. Yeah. One final story. A group of women were asked to talk about what would be habitual in 40 years. And the habits we do now that we'll look at in 40 years ago, what
okay.
the hell were we thinking? The two examples they used were drinking and driving.
Mm-hmm.
Which became a felony or misdemeanor or whatever you want to call
right.
it. It became illegal, I think, in the 60s. Now we look at that and go, what the hell took so long? The other thing is secondhand smoke.
Yeah.
We were talking about the other day, you used to have ashtrays in cars, ashtrays all over the place.
Yeah.
You used to walk into a restaurant, smoking or not smoking.
Right.
Right? Can you believe we actually smoked in the same restaurant? And now that is so...
Well, do you remember here? I mean, again, we tend to be a little behind things in the South.
Yeah.
When I moved here, we still had smoking or non-smoking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember when we went all non-smoking, but
I think
it was
the early 90s is when.
It was way after the West Coast.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we were doing smoking, non-smoking here for quite a while.
Mm-hmm. And so they were asking in 40 years, what are going to be some things that we do now habitually that we don't think are that big of a deal that we'll look back on and go, what the hell?
Vaping.
Vaping is on here. Handshaking is one.
Yeah.
Fossil fuel cars.
Yeah. That makes sense. 40 years from now, yeah.
Idling our cars in carpools. I don't want to hear about your gas problems, man, if you're showing up to school 30 minutes
what?
Early.
Okay, so...
I gotta go pick up the kids, and you're sitting in your car for 45
okay,
minutes
so,
in carpool. I hate carpools.
Damn it. All right, do your other ones, because I'm going to come back to that on something, and now I'm going to go.
Single-use bottles, packaging, certainly get that. Let me see here.
Kissing?
Allowing minors unfettered access to the internet. Will there be some way? Because right now, any
AI.
Kid can
get AI will take care of all of it.
Artificial grass.
We won't have or
we
will?
Won't have. People are like, we're ripping out good grass. I realize it's a watering issue. I know you're a California guy,
yeah.
but they're saying in 40 years, we're going to look back and go, what the hell are we thinking putting all this plastic grass in our yards?
Oh, because of the plastic.
Eating meat.
That's interesting.
The meat industry, I think, is a little bit of trouble. First of all, because it's super expensive.
Yeah.
I still think it's delicious.
Yeah, that's an interesting...
But a lot of people think that we're going to be about 50-50 vegetarian to meat eaters within the next 40 years. Big pouty lips. I think that's been kind of going out. There's nothing that turns me off more than watching a woman do pouty lips. If I already know her and I'm with her or whatever,
no,
it's
but
fine.
If you have pouty lips naturally, yeah, puffed up lips look weird.
Having more than 2 kids.
In this country.
These are things in 40 years we'll look back and go, what the hell are we thinking of having 6 kids?
I don't think that one. I don't think that one.
Animal entertainment.
What do you mean? Like animals?
SeaWorld, dolphins, and we'll look back and go, what the
I mean,
hell
we're already now kind of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Someone said the idea of the fact that we let our dogs shit on our streets and our parks. And I know a lot of people pick the stuff up. We have little bags everywhere. I usually just kick it with my shoe onto the road. I don't pick up. I'm not picking up dog crap. My dog will crap in your yard, and the minute it does, I will kick. I got shit kicking shoes, special shit kicking shoes, and I use my foot. And because
what if it's mushy?
My dogs don't have mushy poop.
Okay.
And the other one was because it's social media day. That social media. We will look back on social media. Because this thing really has exploded in the last 15 years. We will look back on social media and it will look totally different. I'm not sure what that means, but I think they're also talking about the effects that we've had on our mental stability and all the things that we get into. So, because social media is such a huge part of what we do now. Well, and, you know.
Step back. I think one of the most, there's two interesting things quickly. Watch any, what we call B-roll footage. You watch the news, and if they ever do a story on, and you can do it in person, and you can watch this as well. But if I notice, if you don't watch the news, they'll do a story about phones or social media, and it's a typical B-roll where they show a busy street and they show everybody on their phones. And again, it's this like kissing thing. Sometimes I step back, maybe I'm getting old. I'm like, look how weird it is in such a short time. We all walk around with these things that we never walked around with before.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just that we walk around with them and we all have them and we have them in third world underdeveloped countries, etc. But we walk around like it's kind of zombie apocalypse.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're constantly...
We walked into park cars.
The hell the... We're 60-year-old.
Yeah.
What happened when you walked into Mark Meadows' office and said, they're storming the Capitol? He was scrolling on his phone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Like, what the hell? It is so bizarro. Maybe this is because I'm a social scientist. Walk outside one time, now that we can go outside and there's people, and just watch how many of us are literally just staring at our phones. We don't think twice about it.
We have
it.
No documentation of any extraterrestrials kissing or using cell phones.
That's
what
right.
does that tell us? And if we think that they're actually so far ahead of us, maybe that's what we're going to be looking
for. So here's the idling thing. And I'm not idling in carpool line, and that's ridiculous. And I when my kids were at school, I don't know, when my kids were at Oak Mountain, they had to close the windows during car pickup line. The kids were getting poisoned because... Carpool line is running their day when it's 70 degrees outside.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's the thing I do not understand. And I don't know if this is a Southern thing. I don't know if this is just, you know, because I've lived here a long time. Have you ever been, whether it's a grocery store anyway, and you come out or you go in and there's a car on with nobody in it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And you go in for whatever you're doing for a little while, somewhere between 5 minutes and 40 minutes, and you come back.
And there's no dog in the car or child or anything. It's just
and it's just idle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so can you tell me, what is that?
I don't see very often.
It's usually a big truck.
Yeah. No, but you know.
What is it?
Well, we got keyless entry now, so if you can do that. Now, if I've got my dogs in the car or something like
that. I'm not talking about that.
I know.
Why do they do that?
I have no idea.
What is it?
It only takes a few seconds to cool off a car once you get back in and get back out again.
What the hell?
Maybe they're afraid their battery's going to go dead. Maybe they have a bad battery. We don't know.
No, I've seen these cars.
All right, talking about one of our great sponsors. We're going to be at Fox 6 in about 30 minutes here with Janice and Dubs. Talk about one of our great sponsors.
Finances, gas in California is $7.49
a pound. Did you see they had to change some of the signs so they could add a digit to make it $10? Jeez, dude.
Yeah. Who do you need to call about that? I mean, yes, you need to call your senators and blame it on the president, but you need to call John Gray. Because right now, you need somebody to manage your money, not just your investments. And you do need someone to manage your investments. And I work with John Gray. I've worked with him for over 10 years. DriscollGray.com. That's how you can get a hold of him. John is one of those guys he's like, you know, he's a conservative type of investor. Look, we want to make sure you have enough money in the long run. We're putting you in good, stable things, growth. Right now, John's super busy.
Yeah.
Because John's pulling things out and putting things in, and he's moving things over, and he's moving stuff into money markets, and he's doing that for all of his clients. And this is the most important thing about John Gray. You do not have to have lots of money to work with John Gray, and in fact, you should start when you don't have a lot of money. So go to his webpage today, DriscollGray.com. Give him a ring. He works with clients all over the world, most in the United States, most in the Southeast. But hell, I mean, if you're in Colorado watching us, contact John Gray. He'll manage your money.
That's I love Millicent over there. I just dropped off some stuff a couple days ago. I'm finishing up my taxes from last year, and she's fantastic. I also want to mention that Chris Dorsey, State Farm team, 985-7799. I get all my insurance. I've been with him since 1988. He's great with State Farm. You do get what you pay for. And if you want the great service and a great brand name of State Farm, it's one of the best in the world. He's long recognized one of the top 10 agents out of 18,500 worldwide around this country. He's the best, the best. We get that crown jewel right here in Birmingham. Check out Chris Dorsey, State Farm team, 985-7799. Go to WorkPlay at WorkPlay.com. Tommy Williams probably watched this morning. He's got some great shows going up. They had the Sweet Tea Trio this past weekend, the weekend before last on the 25th. They do some great shows. Go to WorkPlay at WorkPlay.com. And don't forget, of course, go to Spotify. It's free. Don't have to subscribe. Search Tony Curry Radio and listen to all of our shows, including this one right here, which will be up later today, the Curry and Claypo Show. And watch us in 30 minutes at 9:30 on Fox 6 right here on Tony Curry Radio. Detonation Station, download that Tony Curry Radio app. Get it, man. It's free. It plays great music. Every time you tune us in, you're hearing a brand new show. You're loving the music. And if you're having a fireworks display, you're watching fireworks on Monday, this is the radio station to listen to. Check it out. It is the official Detonation Station, Tony Curry Radio. Have a great day, and we'll see you on Fox.